You can't escape it in the shops or on the radio. It's Michael Bublé or someone else singing, "Have a Holly Jolly Christmas." It's the best time of the year. And yes, most of us, most of the time, would agree. There's something about Christmas that's unique. It brings out the inner child in us. We get warm feelings, happy memories, and a delicious tingle of anticipation. But if life is not what we want it to be, if we're feeling down, if there's a numbness or pain of some kind, then Christmas doesn't seem to have the same magic. Indeed, the jollity trumpeted by others can even make us feel worse. It can seem that the darkness of the long December night somehow taunts us with a strong echo of the darkness that we feel inside. We all know that darkness is a reality in this broken world. Darkness as human beings fail to agree or fall out with each other. Darkness as we hurt one another for various reasons. Darkness as we cause pain. Darkness as we face loss or disappointment or struggle. And yet darkness is something addressed at the very heart of the true meaning of Christmas. In our reading from John's Gospel, we hear how God, the eternal Word, God, the always existing Son, who was with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit in the beginning, is in fact the light of human beings. His light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Now, we're familiar with this sort of imagery, with our seemingly increasing abundance of Christmas lights and decorations. But how can light come to us in our darkness? Well, the reading in John goes on, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." The heart of Christmas is not so much the fun, the family, and the food that we usually celebrate, but that God himself has come to earth and shared our humanity. The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. God has become one of us. God shares our lives. Now, such is the identification that God has made with us in our broken world that we can sing, as we have done already in Once in Royal David City, "Tears and smiles like us he knew, and he feeleth for our sadness." See, Christmas actually tells us that whatever we're going through, we're not alone. God understands. God knows what it's like to be you. God shares the experiences that we go through. With the commemorations of the centenary of the end of World War I this year, we've been reminded again of the harsh realities of life 100 years ago in Europe. And along with the remarkable knitted poppies and the there but not there silhouettes, one of my memories of the remarkable remembrance time this year was the powerful words of a war poet that were read out when the beacon was lit on the Ferriby Riverside Walkway. Well, the war poet Edward Shillitoe wrote a poem called "Jesus of the Scars." And his words express the remarkable truth that God, unlike so many with claims to power or rule, not only understands the darkness that we feel, but he shares it. And he shares it because he's lived a human life in Jesus, the Word made flesh. Edward Shillitoe's poem ends like this: "The other gods were strong, but you were weak. They rode, but you did stumble to a throne. But to our wounds, only God's wounds can speak. And not a God has wounds, but you alone. You see, whatever it is that feels like darkness to us, remember, God doesn't just look on at our human suffering. He doesn't look on and see our personal suffering or the suffering of others and merely sympathize. God, through Jesus, God the eternal Word become human, can empathize with us because he has been here too. He can share the depths of human experience. Well, our reading in John's Gospel also makes clear that God not only feels with us in our difficulties, what Jesus has come to do, coming into our world, addresses our even more fundamental challenges in life. The darkness we experience can sometimes seem random, sometimes unexpected, often no direct fault of our own. And yet Jesus, two chapters on in John, reminds us that we all have a darkness in us that only he can address. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love the darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. See, we human beings have together let darkness into our world by turning away from the brightness of the good God who has made us and loved us. And yet Jesus, the Word of God made flesh, is also, we're told a few lines on in John, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Through his perfect life, lived in light and offering light, and through his sacrificial death, Jesus took the darkness of humanity into himself. And for those who believe in him, removed it. He took away the sin of the world so that the way to true connection with God can be restored. We read in John 1, to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. No one has ever seen God, the only God, but the only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. Through Jesus, the Word made flesh, who takes away the sin of the world, a new life with new possibilities is before those who put their confidence in him. There is a life in partnership with him that will one day be fulfilled in perfection. So yes, Christmas can indeed be something of a bittersweet time, especially when the darkness of difficulties and struggles and sadnesses are uppermost in our minds. And yet Christmas says to us that whatever we're going through, we're not on our own. God understands. God shares our experiences because he has come himself to be one of us. Jesus, the true light which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. So there's not only light and encouragement for his people now, but also through him, a positive future ahead. Let's be quiet for a few moments. And then I'll lead us in some prayers. Now, if you'd like to make the prayers your own, you can use the phrase that's on the sheet there in bold. So I'll finish the prayer by saying, in your mercy, and we, if we are happy to do so, can say, set us free. Jesus, God the Word made flesh, come to us and help us. In your mercy, set us free. Loving God, we pray for ourselves and those whose lives are hard and painful, or whose existence is sorrowful or empty. In human need, may we and they know your healing touch and your love reaching out to comfort, strengthen, and restore. Jesus, God the Word made flesh, come to us and help us. In your mercy, set us free. Loving God, we pray for our leaders currently facing great uncertainty. Guide them with your light to seek wisdom, justice, and peace. And we pray also for those whose situations are worse than our own, especially in places like Yemen and Syria, and those who are the victims of terrorism. Jesus, God the Word made flesh, come to us and help us. In your mercy, set us free. Loving God, we pray for our community. In the midst of our everyday lives, surprise us with glimpses of your majesty and humble love. Jesus, God the Word made flesh, come to us and help us. In your mercy, set us free. Loving God, we pray for those for whom Christmas is hard because of bereavement or suffering. Strengthen them with positive memories and remind them of the reality that in Jesus you share in their struggles. Jesus, God the Word made flesh, come to us and help us. In your mercy, loving God, come to us now, as you have come to your people in every age. Remind us of your steadfast love in Jesus, the Word made flesh. Jesus, God the Word made flesh, come to us and help us. In your mercy. We finish our prayers using the words that the adult Christ taught us, the Lord's Prayer. Let's say together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever.